This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the Maui Emergency Management Agency has resigned after facing criticism for not activating disaster sirens during last week's deadly wildfires that killed more than 100 people, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Chairman Andaya is citing health reasons for his resignation, but at a news conference earlier this week, he defended his decision not to sound sirens as flames advanced.
To say that I am not qualified, I think, is incorrect.
Andaya had said that the sirens were in case of a tsunami and that hearing them would cause people to flee to higher ground, which would lead them directly in the fire's path. I'm Donna Warder.
Amid Niger's political crisis, citizens of the West African nation are going about their daily life as ECOWAS's decision on a military intervention is still pending. Niger has been in crisis since munitious soldiers overthrew the country's President Mohamed Bazoum in July and detained him along with his wife and son. ECOWAS defense chiefs began Thursday a two-day meeting in Ghana to discuss the situation in Niger. Russia has charged a jailed U.S. citizen with espionage, state news agencies reported, upping the pressure on U.S. President Joe Biden's administration, which has been trying to find a way to bring several detained citizens back home from Russia. Russia's RIA and TASS news agencies said a Moscow court had remanded Gene Spector into pretrial custody on suspicion of espionage, which is punishable with a jail term of up to 10 to 20 years. Spector was born in what's now St. Petersburg and then moved to the United States. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has given its approval for the Netherlands and Denmark to deliver F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Danish Defense Minister Jakob Ellemann-Jensen said he was very, very happy about the development. It's not immediately clear when the first F-16s might enter the conflict. Officials say Ukrainian pilots will first have to undertake at least 6 months' training on the aircraft. Ukraine has long pleaded for the sophisticated fighter to give it a combat edge. It recently launched a long-anticipated counteroffensive against the Kremlin's forces without air cover, placing its troops at the mercy of Russian aviation and artillery. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Firefighters work to keep open the only route to the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories as wildfire moved closer to the city of 20,000. Residents were rushing to beat a noon Friday deadline to evacuate Yellowknife, taking to the road in long convoys or boarding emergency flights to neighboring Alberta. The fire was within 15 kilometers of Yellowknife's northern edge, and officials worried that strong winds could push the flames toward the highway that's choked with cars. Canada's had a record number of wildfires this year, and hundreds are burning out of control. The assassination of presidential hopeful Fernando Villavicencio has thrown Ecuador's elections on Sunday into turmoil. Veronica Villafane has a story.
Many believe Villavicencio's outspoken stance against organized crime, drug cartels, and corruption led to his assassination. Within hours of Villavicencio's murder, Ecuador's attorney general's office said a suspect was killed in a shootout. The following day, police announced the arrest of six Colombian nationals belonging to organized crime groups who allegedly played roles in the assassination. Veronica Villafañe, VOA News.
The World Health Organization and U.S. health authorities said Friday they are closely monitoring a new variant of COVID-19, although the potential impact is currently unknown. The WHO classified the new variant as one under surveillance, quote, due to the large number of spike gene mutations it carries, it wrote in a bulletin about the pandemic late Thursday. So far, the variant has only been detected in Israel, Denmark, and the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed it's also closely monitoring the variant. In a message on the social platform X, formerly known as Twitter. Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.